You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 16th of January, 2025. The Australian share market had a great day. We'll have the details with Gemma Dale from NAB Trade in a few moments, including the opportunities for investors. But first, to Australia's economy, where the nation's unemployment rate rose from 3.9% to 4% in December, but there was an increase of 53,600 jobs created in that month, and the participation rate hit a record high. What does it all mean? I spoke with Adelaide Timbrell, senior economist at ANZ. Adelaide, firstly, how would you describe the jobs market at the moment?
The labour market, not just in December, but over 2024, has been incredibly resilient. We've seen the unemployment rate print within a tight range of 3.9% to 4.2% over the last 10 months. Participation over the last 6 months have been printing between 67 and 67.1. What this tells us is that most people who want a job have a job, and more people than usual in the economy want a job. So all is going very, very strongly in the labour market at the moment.
I think we're seeing record levels of employment as the population grows as well. But we're also seeing a record high participation rate this time around. When we talk about that record high participation rate, what does that say about the economy?
There's a few reasons why the participation rate might be higher than usual. One is that when there's more jobs around, more job vacancies, more advertisements, it pulls people who might have been previously discouraged from finding work into the labour market. If you don't have a job, but you're not actively looking for one, you're not actually counted in the labour market or those unemployment numbers. So a higher participation rate could mean that some people are seeing the better jobs market and jumping back in. Another reason is cost of living pressures. When there might be a one income household with more than one adult, we may see cost of living pressures push that second person back into the labour market as well. And then a third reason has been that in recent months, we've seen a really big increase in healthcare professional jobs. And this can actually be taking people who were previously retired or not in the labour market back into the labour force as we need more of those workers.
Are there any pockets of weakness in the data? For example, youth unemployment did rise to about 9.1%.
That's right. Youth unemployment tends to be much higher than the regular unemployment rate. But even that 9.1% of youth unemployment is a touch lower than what we've seen, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago. It's not at its lowest the way the rest of the labour market is, but it's also not at a concerning rate for that particular market. When we dig into the data, look, most of the data is really strong, especially when we compare it over the last 10 years or so. It's not quite as strong as last month, but it's printing in such a tight range that we're seeing just strength and strength again.
ANZ recently pushed forward its call for a rate cut from May to February. Do these figures make it less likely, though?
Look, the Reserve Bank did say in its December minutes that, paraphrasing, the signals of the labour market loosening had stalled. And this really does reinforce that. We're not necessarily seeing that loosening of the labour market, which would, you know, push unemployment up a little bit, reduce inflation risk a little bit. And we also know productivity is likely to be continuing to fall. So these are negatives for anyone who's hoping for a rate cut. But when we look at the economy more broadly, what we see is that the inflation path is going better than the Reserve Bank's current forecast. And that should be enough in itself to trigger a rate cut. While this month of labour market data is strong, it's not likely to be quite strong enough to push that inflation data off the hopeful path.
Okay, so then that next CPI, the quarterly CPI that we see at the end of the month, that'll be quite significant, right?
Absolutely. The next quarterly CPI print will be critical to the Reserve Bank's decision to cut rates. If it is what we expect, which is a trimmed mean inflation of 0.5, that should be enough to trigger a rate cut from the Reserve Bank, as it will show that inflation momentum is exactly where it needs to be. But if we do see a surprise upwards, that could change things.
That is Adelaide Timbrell there from ANZ.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
and it was a positive start for the Australian share market today, rising about 1.5% at the open, closing 1.4% by the end of the day. The S&P ASX 200 at 8,327. With the details, I spoke with Gemma Dale from NAB Trade. Gemma, firstly, how do the market interpret the jobs data, and what's the market thinking in terms of the implication for interest rates?
Yeah, such a good question. I mean, it was a really strong day on the ASX, so the response to the jobs data was either really muted or the market was kind of already feeling super positive and this good news just fed into that already. So there seems to be relative health in the jobs market. It's looking pretty good. Everyone's feeling very, very positive about everything after strong leads from Wall Street. And this was just another factor in a good day, I think, more broadly. The bigger challenge for the market to probably contemplate tomorrow rather than today is that it does put a lot less pressure on the RBA to cut. So at NAB, we're still thinking May as the first cut. Feb's in play, but more likely May. If you are hoping that that is going to support the consumer, early cuts and so on, then that expectation of later cuts and perhaps fewer won't be supportive. But really, it was a good day all round, and the jobs data fell into that category.
What about the US, though, when we talk about interest rates? Because inflation data there came overnight. What did it show?
Yeah, so this was the really big one, right? And this is why the market responded so strongly this morning. It was a slightly softer print. It's worth noting it was mostly rounding. So it was 0.2 for the month that the market focused on rather than 0.3. It was mostly rounding that sent it down rather than up. It was a very, very marginal surprise. But the market seems to be quite sensitive to that sort of marginal surprise at the moment. What that does mean is the market's now pricing in 40 basis points of cuts for this year rather than 30. It's not a lot, to be honest. Certainly far less than we were expecting 12 months ago, but it is a little more, and it was an absolutely rocketing night on the US markets, up 2.5% for the NASDAQ.
So was that the catalyst for the strong gains on the Australian share market today, and which sector drove those gains?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the catalyst. Worth noting, it's also quarterly reporting season, though, in the US and financials. The banks and the investment banks in the US are looking pretty good at the moment. Their numbers are coming through quite strongly. And we saw financials as the strongest performer again today. Seems to be the story of the last 12 to 18 months. It's all about financials. REITs also up really strongly, and that is very much part of the interest rate story, which is softer inflation prints in the US and also relatively healthy looking employment data in Australia.
Any other company news you're looking at today?
Yeah, there wasn't a huge amount. I mean, it's a fairly quiet time of year. We don't see a huge amount, although it's worth noting that Rio did have production data out today, and there was an expectation we'd see an uplift, but there was actually a 1% fall in shipments in particular. That meant that Rio was not a huge winner on the day, in a day when everyone was looking pretty good. So soft for them, but not hugely disappointing.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Yeah, it's such a good question. We tend to look at what our investors are doing. And the one that I'm finding fascinating at the moment, particularly because it feels like coming to the party quite late, we're starting to see a lot of gold buying, physical gold ETFs and that sort of thing. Investors building quite sizable positions, not clearly because they're expecting massive uplifts in the gold price. We've just seen such extraordinary runs in the gold price over the last 12 months anyway. You would imagine that there's not a massive run from here, but it looks like they're trying to set some ballast in their portfolios if there's a bit of downside risk ahead of us. And it's interesting to see how many investors are doing that. And it tends to be at the top end, the wealthier ones with bigger portfolios.
That's Gemma Dale there from NAB Trade.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.